Let's go to our East of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yeah, George, this is Ed from Peoria,
Ed,
Illinois.
How are you? I remember the voice.
Yeah, I called about talking to spirits.
Yes.
I've got one that wants to talk to you.
Oh, finally, you have one.
Yes.
All right.
He's been bugging me for about the past 2-3 weeks now.
Well, you finally convinced him to hang around at the right time.
Yes.
So we're going to do a little Q&A with the spirit?
If you want to.
He's there right now, right?
Yes.
First of all, you got to tell me about the spirit.
All I know is that his name is Jeff.
How old is he, basically?
I don't know. He's not telling me. He's just telling me he wants to go on radio and explain everything.
All right. Do we know when he died?
All I know is that he passed away in 2000.
All right. So this guy's pretty current.
Yes.
All right. How do we start this thing?
Yeah. If you...
Me with a question?
If you want to ask a question, that's fine. But first I got to get him... Do you want him to enter my body or...
Yeah. Well, if that's okay. I mean, we're going to get you back. I don't want to jeopardize you.
Yeah. I'll definitely get back.
And just so everybody knows what's going on here, Ed, very briefly tell us... You have this ability to talk with dead people.
Yeah, since I was about 6, I've been able to talk to spirits.
Okay.
My first encounter was when I was about 6 or 7, and it was at my old house that I moved out of and stuff, and I found this little girl on my bed, and ever since then, I've been able to communicate with different spirits. And I just found out about a week ago that my mom had disability.
All right, and when you say you found this little girl in your bed, just so everybody knows, she was sitting on your bed.
Yes, she was sitting on my bed.
Okay, good, good.
And stuff, and she looked like she was human form, but actually she had passed away.
All right, now we're going to talk to who again?
His name's Jeff.
Jeff. All right, and you want Jeff is going to enter your body at will here, right?
Yes.
All right, and good luck when we try to... Can I get you back while we're still on the air?
Yes.
All right, what do I do? Just say, come back, Ed, or what?
You just tell him to go to the light.
Go to the light. I got to write that down. I don't want to get that wrong. If I do, you're in bad shape here. Okay.
Well, I don't even know if he's an evil one or
we'll find
a good
out.
One or...
All right. Let's bring him in.
Okay. It'll take about a minute or so.
All right. And just, Jeff, when you're in there, just tell me you're there so I'll know when to start talking to you. It takes about a minute, so I guess I got to talk for about a minute here until Jeff the Spirit enters Ed's body. We have no idea what Ed's body is like. Jeff may jump out of it faster than you think. You never know. Jeff, are you there yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Jeff. What do I say? How are you?
Good.
You are. Now, tell me, you passed away around, what, 2000?
Yes, I passed away in 2000 of old age.
How old were you, Jeff?
Well, I was born in 1918.
Wow, that's pretty
good. I was 87 when I passed away.
No, you were about 82.
82.
Don't want to argue with you too much about that, Jeff, but you were 82. What did you die of?
Just old age.
Just old age. Just the old body just stopped.
Yeah.
Well, so why haven't you moved on?
Because I'm actually afraid.
You're afraid? You're afraid to go into the light?
Yeah.
I hope it's the light. Or is it something else? Jeff,
well, right now, all I see is darkness. I can see people. Us spirits can see everybody around.
They
just don't know that we're here.
Are they screaming, Jeff?
There are some of them that are.
Oh, Jeff.
I can sense that some of them are screaming.
What kind of a life did you lead when you were living as a human?
I just pretty much stayed to myself.
Were you a nice guy?
Yes.
So you didn't really do anything bad?
No, I was married. I had 5 children and stuff.
They may be listening tonight. Is there anything you want to say to the kids?
That I just miss them.
All right. Well, seeing that you've lived that kind of a life, Jeff, I don't think you have to worry about the dark side. But somehow we got to figure out how to get you into the light. I mean, do you like hanging around, or would you prefer to move on?
I like hanging around.
You do. Well, what do you do?
Well, pretty much I like bugging this kid here.
This Ed guy?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't eat, right?
No.
You don't do anything. I mean, does time go by fast? I mean, is there time for you?
There's no time at all.
Can you see the future or anything?
No.
Nothing?
No.
So, I mean, do you like when you look in a mirror, do you see yourself?
No, I just, whenever I look into a mirror and stuff, I just see what's behind me. I don't see nothing at all.
Do you see other dead people hanging around?
Yeah.
Why don't they move on?
Some of them are afraid. Some of them's not finished with what they have to do.
What about helpers or angels? Are they around?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Why don't they just come and say, come on, Jeff, we're going. Let's go.
Because they're not allowed to.
Do they have wings?
Yes, they've got wings, but they're not allowed to let anybody know that they're around unless there's an automobile accident. The only way you can see them is if they actually let you see them. Some of them don't want you to see them.
But they show up during auto accidents?
Yes.
What do they do?
Pretty much save lives. That's their mission.
You mean before the EMT guys get there?
Yes.
Well, what was it like leaving this planet?
First, I saw a light, and I didn't want to go to it.
When you were dying of old age, was it scary for you?
No, I figured my time was up.
And when you passed on, were your loved ones with you, or were you alone? What happened?
I was alone.
You died where, like in an apartment or something?
Yeah, I died in an apartment where pretty much I shut myself off to everybody when I found out I was going to die.
When did they find you? How did they find you? The body.
Honestly, I don't know, because when I found out that I had passed away and stuff, I left the room. I just left the house that I was in.
How did you end up finding Ed here?
A lot of spirits know him.
They like him. They're comfortable with him.
Yes.
Is this the first time you've been able to enter his body this way?
Yes, because he closes himself off to pretty much everything.
How often are you going to do that?
As much as I can.
Or as much as he lets you, huh?
Yes.
So, Jeff, I don't know. I guess you should move on, but that's your choice. Do you have choice, I guess?
Yes, I got a choice, but I'd rather stay here.
So you're going to just hang?
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to the show? You don't have radios there, do you?
No, but this Ed kid that I'm with right now and stuff, he loves listening to your show, and sometimes he doesn't know I'm here, and I listen to your show with him.
What do you think? What do they all think about the show on the other side?
They like it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Tell them to call in one day.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Let's see if we can get Ed back.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get Ed back. I hope this works. If not, Ed, I'm sorry. I'd apologize for this whole thing. Ed, you back?
Yeah.
You all right?
Oh, yeah.
I had a pretty interesting conversation with him, Ed. I almost called you Jeff. Seems like a nice guy. He died of old age.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't want to leave. He enjoys hanging around you.
Sometimes I get afraid of some of these spirits, though, because you can see, like, if somebody commits suicide and stuff, you can see how they passed away.
Well, yeah, Jeff did tell me that you have a lot of spirits here that like to hang around you.
Yeah, I've noticed that lately.
Well, stay safe. I don't think you don't have anything to worry about with this Jeff.
Well, there for a while, they just stopped altogether.
He's got 5 kids, by the way. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
So, all I knew that he was Jeff, and he was telling me he wants to go on the radio and explain what the other side is.
Well, he did that, and he said that they also love listening to the program through you.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, all right.
Because I listen to the show every night.
Well, you have to, because you got to have a group of people there that are listening with you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.